right, Mike Aldridge, Jeff Newman with Summer Thunder, getting us a good intro to As the Worm Turns. And are you there, Lance?
Good morning, Campbell. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good, good.
Get some wind last night?
Yesterday afternoon and stuff, and I'm one of those strange people that likes wind, so I had a good time.
Yeah, you know, I don't mind it either. It's part of the natural force of things, you know.
Yeah.
It's like an ocean of air moving in and moving out.
Yeah.
We just hope things don't blow away.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not too much to hurt in the garden yet, I guess.
No, not really. But anyway, so we'll start right off the bat. I actually started watering this weekend. I watered the garlic and flowering bulbs, raspberries, some of the more shallow-rooted things.
So that's because it's been relatively dry, or you're just trying to give them a head start?
No, it's relatively dry.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So you could tell they're slowing down, let's put it that way. They were doing just fine a week or so ago, and I was like, nope, they gotta have a little bit more water now.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I've been doing the same thing on more of my shrubs and things that I know like blue spruces. And
yeah. Yes, blue spruces are a shallow-rooted tree, so they will suffer from drought.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So what's the agenda for the spring? You must be real excited.
Oh, I'm excited. It's going to be a good year, and, right now it doesn't seem, I'm doing a lot, but it's mainly just soil prep and stuff like that. And I just heard a new planting thing. I was talking to a friend yesterday. No, the forsythias are blooming. We can plant peas now.
Oh.
I had not heard that one yet.
Uh-huh, and that's new to me, too.
Yeah, so when the forsythias are blooming, try planting peas. And there is another thing on peas, and I've mentioned this in the past. The more wrinkled the pea seed is, you know, because some of them are really wrinkled and some of them are quite smooth. The more wrinkled they are, the less cold hardy.
Oh, okay.
The smoother they are, the more cold hardy.
Now, why do you suppose that is?
I don't know.
Maybe they're just weaker or something.
Yeah, just the way the plants design themselves.
Uh-huh.
You know, and if you look at it, like there's Austrian winter plea, which is planted in the fall for a cover crop.
Mm-hmm.
Smooth as a marble.
Huh.
And sweet peas. I've had sweet peas that sprouted in the fall. They're still out there.
Somehow they managed to survive, don't they?
Yeah, it's amazing. And let's see, a couple other little things. I noticed the asparagus is already shooting up.
Wow.
Yeah, that's like, yikes. So I actually will cover those if it gets cold. I'll put tarps over it.
Uh-huh.
And, let's see. I don't know how it is down where you're at, but in about 2 weeks I'm going to prune the grapes.
Prune the grapes, okay.
Yeah, prune the grapes in about 2 weeks. And you can sort of time that. Start looking at when the vineyards are pruning.
Uh-huh.
And they usually prune a little bit later than that, but, so you can prune clear into April, end of April, early May.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Are you getting some apricot blooms?
I have one apricot that's, if it hadn't been so cool, it'd be in full bloom right now. It's this white apricot from Afghanistan.
Uh-huh.
And it's an early one, so we'll see.
I was noticing along 133 between Hotchkiss and Paonia how many beautiful cot trees there are in bloom, full bloom now.
Full bloom, that east, southeast base along there, really they just come out early.
Yeah, it was pretty.
Mm-hmm.
I had to keep my eyes on the road, though.
So yeah.
I wanted to look at the trees.
Yeah. And let's see, what else? This is something I do in the early spring. If you notice that, especially the garlic, and all of a sudden there's a plant there that's just laying over,
mm-hmm.
that's a cutworm.
Oh.
And it's a caterpillar, and it lives just under the surface of the soil. You know when you dig in the ground, you find the caterpillar, and it's curled up into a ball?
Yep, another one.
That's the cutworm.
Okay, forever now I will know that is the cutworm.
That's the cutworm. The reason why they cut them is they chew off small seedlings or thin stems like garlic right at the surface of the soil.
Those bums.
Yeah, and some years I have them pretty bad. I've only seen one in my soil this year.
Oh, good. You must have something that's taking care of them.
The birds. Birds are your best protection for that one. So, but anyways, just to be on the lookout, and you'll see it. And what I do is I dig around that garlic and ever from that stem where it's been cut and keep on digging farther and farther out till I find it. Mm-hmm. And it goes for a little journey.
Oh, I see. It eats and goes home to rest.
If I had chickens, that's where it would go.
Uh-huh.
Chickens, turkeys, anything like that.
Yeah. Well, I had a question for you.
Sure.
I got ambitious and bought some broccoli starts.
Uh-huh.
Is that too early to put them out? Because they're out. I put them out.
No. Just if a hard frost is coming, you can... What I have done with things like that is, you know, the 1 gallon potting plants.
Yeah.
Put those over them, and then put a tarp over it.
Uh-huh.
And that because what happens if you just laid a tarp on top?
Mm-hmm.
The frost sets on the tarp.
Yeah.
And any leaf that's touching the tarp will get frozen.
I see.
So that's why you put that other container on there.
That's great advice.
And it doesn't have to be a plant. It could be any type of container. It can be a metal dog food can.
Uh-huh.
You know, it doesn't have, it's just that I have a lot of those 1 gallon pots and they're, you know, even 6-inch pots.
Yeah, I have a lot of those containers too. You want to buy any?
No.
I didn't think so. I probably couldn't even give them to you.
No. if you look, some of the nurseries, I know the one in, it seems like the one in Cory, Orchard City, they have a pot exchange.
Oh.
Where you can take pots. And other people can take them out if they want. So maybe the nurseries in the Grand Valley have done that. I don't know.
So what's your schedule now for now that you're got the green light for peas? So what's coming after that? You think?
Well, the planting calendar's right here. I got peas. I'll probably be doing more greens. That's the ninth. Looks like the 8th and 9th are leaf days. Is planting calendar next. Sunday the 13th, that will be my first bed of carrots.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe a little later, there's some, still a little early if you're doing onions from seed, at least up here.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'll be doing onions more like, it looks like, it looks like Tuesday and Wednesday of 22nd, 23rd are root days.
Mm-hmm.
And any flowers, I've already planted sweet peas, and I planted those a couple days ago on a flower.
I did some petunias the other day.
Mm-hmm. And I know traditionally people plant their early potatoes on Good Friday. When is Good Friday? I got the other calendar. Easter, so the 18th is Good Friday?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. So let's see what the 18th is in April. Though it just seems like there's the 18th. Actually is a barren day on the planting calendar. So in the planting calendar, it's not a good day to plant potatoes.
Hmm.
But if that's what you want to do, I'm not saying you have to do what you need to do and stuff. So
is it too early to put any kale out?
No.
Okay. A lot of people like to plant kale.
Yeah, I got some mazuma that's sprouting, and I didn't even cover it. Mazuma is a type of mustard. But
How many years will that plant survive?
A kale is a biennial, so 2 years.
For 2 years, okay.
Yeah. I had one plant years ago that lasted about 4 years.
Oh, cool.
And then I accidentally bounced off a rock with my rototiller and hit it.
And nailed it.
Yeah. So, okay, just one last thing here.
Okay.
I actually, with these frost mornings, not that it was that cold this morning, I actually put tarps over my early peonies and daffodils and narcissus and things, and because a hard frost will really burn them.
Mm-hmm.
So this is just so I can still enjoy them, because you never know. It could have gotten down to 25 this morning with the way the wind blew everything through, but it wasn't that bad.
Oh, good. Well, I hope we can slip through the rest of the spring without some severe damaging frost and freezes. All right, then. Well, sounds good. Sounds like you're on your way to another great season.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it.
All right.
All right. Talk to you later.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Lance.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.